First of all, it's an all-inclusive council. The budget has been passed here, unanimous here, between all the parties and the independent groupings. I suppose that's good for a working council. I think the needs of all the elected members are probably much the same. There has been priorities for us in the Fianna Fáil party. We've said for the last number of years that there's a huge lack of funding for the Gardaí roads. Roads is and has always been our top priority. We depend so much on our road network. But the one thing that the executive has demonstrated, that given the resources, we can deliver the projects. We need to get more resources from central government. The same would apply in the whole area of housing, and particularly housing maintenance, grants for disabled person grants. Serving the needs of many community groups and organisations has been a priority for us, and we're glad there's adequate funding in place for that, because we're a very, very proud people in Donegal. We're proud of our community groups, we're proud of the Tidy Towns organisations, and we're proud of the huge success.
You mentioned the Tidy Towns. Yeah. The only real change to the draft budget is an extra 10,000, 15,000 per municipal district for Tidy Towns. It shows the intention, or it shows, I suppose it backs the important work that's been done and underlines how important it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, in fairness to our own council staff, the litter wardens and the support teams, they've done huge work in the last number of years right around the county and community groups. A lot of community, voluntary community groups have done a lot of cleanups in different areas. We need to make sure there's proper resources in place. But it's us as a council showing to all those community groups that we're fully behind them. We recognise and appreciate the work we're doing.